Bill Plum is met, New Year's Eve, 1970-1971.
Thing I'm looking forward to is W1GAC. I forgot about W1GAC. I was supposed to make a comment about the dial on this. You're the one who was telling me about a PWD. PWD is a national dial that they put in their HRO. And I think it's a 101 series of receivers. So, I was going to bring that up, and the last time I talked to Judge, I forgot all about it. Anyway, those will make nice markers for our four crystals. And also, it looks like you must have had some low microphone cartridges.
BBE, Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, and the Old Farmer's Nest now assembled. This is W1WDU in Coaling. Well, suddenly, say I'm sorry that Lou down there in Cornwall Heights, Pennsylvania, or Cornwall Heights, Pennsylvania, when you said your name at the end there, I was gullied. I never would have remembered, that's for sure. Fine. Season's greetings to you. You were the only one in the whole assembly group here that I...
That was a stranger, oh well.
Yeah, hello to you, Saki, and Happy New Year, Oscar. Everybody is coming through here, no problems at all. So, there is so many in, we try to keep it moving right along. I will have to correct my temperature again. It's not my temperature. Mine, I guess, is 98.6 or whatever it is. But the outside temperature is 14. About an hour ago, it was open, so it's going downhill. Still, there's no snow. And if it does have to snow, Lou, I hope it stays on in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. That's a good New Year's greeting. Well, I turn it to Hassel. So, Hassel, if you haven't fallen asleep there, pick it up. And I imagine that MGP is hanging off until he has his midnight New Year's party there on the Old Farmer's Nest. Don't forget that he's supposed to be on there just ahead of New Year's midnight. W1LTW and the Old Farmer's Nest, this W1WDU. Hassel?
W1WDU and the Farmer's Nest, this is W1LTW coming right back. Oh, okay, fine. You're coming through real, real strong airspike. Jack crossed down there, Petticoat Junction. He comes in there with a terrific start. Lou over there in Cornwall Heights, you're putting in a available signal up here too. And Starkey, and Oscar, Bob. I missed out on the handle of WB2BAD there. For some reason or other, I haven't got your handle here. Here's the one I turn it over to you there. So if you would, pass it along to me when you get it here. I want to pass along a season's greetings there, everybody, in case you happen to have to run along or drop asleep or something or other there along the line. And I just wondered how we're going to work it there at midnight. Is everyone going to get on at the same time and make one big noise, or just what is the story there? Yeah, someone has to be the cheerleader there. Come on, let's do a cheerleader there for the Farmer's Nest. Well, on the snow situation, we've got about 26 inches on the ground. Nice clear sky overhead. The moon is out. The temperature's about 4 above zero. And a very nice night there. Yep, if I was young in my prime, I'd probably be out there on a snowmobile. So that's the story from the Old Farmer up here. So I'm just going to be listening. And I didn't hear Woody come back there. I don't know whether he... I don't think he signed out or anything, but he'll be back in there, I think. I think you'll find Woody will be back in there down Lakeport there. So I hope I get in here and through the recordings there from you, Jack, and Sam there, if he ever comes to life. What in the world happened to him? Did he freeze down or something? Tell him to get out the camp dog, go and listen to the runners there and get him going. Yep. So I'll pass it along here to WD2BMG, and please let me have your handle. And the Farmer's Net, this is W1LTW, standing by.
W1LTW and the Farmer's Net, this is WB2VN99 all around. We have a pretty nice copy again on everybody. There, Hassel. My name is Vaughn, Victor Ocean Nancy. Victor Ocean Nancy, we're located at Stone Ridge, New York. Stone Ridge, we're in the Hudson River Valley, near the city of Kingston, right here in the foothills of the Catskills. Nice hooking up with you. I think it's the first time we've talked, Hassel, although I have heard you on many times on this band and I believe on 75 also. Do a lot of listening and not too much talking sometimes, but good to have you in there tonight with the gang. Hey, it's getting to be quite a room. I won't be able to stay here until midnight, but probably get on a little bit. I'm sure you two down there and all night, I hope to he was taking the timbers here, and of course when Flacky comes on, things really vibrate. I guess the only other one that comes in like that is Wall. So, not a copy. The 8 signed out, and it's going along very nice. And the 26 inches on the ground, half inch, more than we've got. We're down, it's settled down to about 20 inches now. But the newspaper tonight, our local paper, shows pictures and little caption on the main post there. By golly, Portland had already had 70 inches. 70 inches. You know, that's a little snow, by golly. And you don't want a snowmobile. You want something to make tunnels. But I got an idea that it's pretty well settled down. Well, I hope we don't get the 17 inches they said we possibly might. The forecast is probably 7 to 10 more. That's what we need, you know. It's getting so we can look over the banks along the road. By golly, here we go again. Back up to, what is that, Petticoat Junction? Back up there to Jack, W1A, and the group, WB2VNZ.
Okay, Vaughn. WB2VNZ. And the old Farmer's Net, W1AXL and Petticoat Junction, yeah. That old guy Hassel up there, he put me in Petticoat Junction a good many years ago, and I have never been able to get out of it either. No, that's for sure. Well, fine. Band conditions picked up here a little bit that go around, and everybody can't do much better. It's one of those local affairs, I guess, which I have seen on 160 meters here on and off over the years.